Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Darren.
So you're the quizmaster for the Reader's Cup.
Yes, it's the fourth Devonport Reader's Cup, which involves nine local primary schools.
Yeah, so it's on this Friday at the Parranapple Centre.
Yes, it is. And the teams have to read five titles of books. They then come to the Reader's Cup where they're quizzed on those five titles. And that's only section one of the Reader's Cup. And then each team presents a short play or video or presentation on one or more of the books and are judged on that presentation as well.
Very good. So you've got kids from, I think, every primary school in the district, just about.
Yes, we have. And it's three from the Trove area, and there's six from the Devonport area that are competing in this year's Cup. And we're hoping, because of the interest from the Trove, that we might be able to create something like a Wild Mersey Cup, which will incorporate Kentish and Latrobe municipalities into the future.
Well, I was just reading the list here of schools. Sheffield and Port Sorell have teams in as well, I believe.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, very good. That's terrific. Right, so now you've been on the books for kids things for a long time, as long as I've known you, and it's a hugely important way of not only improving literacy for children, particularly in primary school, but just opening their eyes and their ears and their brains up to the wide world and their imagination.
Oh, certainly. If you read a book, it can take you anywhere in the galaxy, in the world. You can meet wild and curious creatures. You can dive to the depths of the ocean. It can take you anywhere. And that's the beauty of reading a book, and especially for young people, where they're just where their brains are just starting to function and connect all the dots and neurons, etc. We're setting them up for the future, not only for their own pathway, but the pathway that also benefits the wider community. Now, when we started all this, even our Books for Babies program, it's about investing in our young people, because they're the ones that are going to solve all the mysteries that we need to be solved, find the cures, and if we don't do that, I suggest we become stagnant and in the way forward.
Yep, well said. So you're the quiz master, and you've roped in some fairly high-profile judges for the Reader's Cup as well. I noticed Sylvia, our manager here at the station, is one of the judges. Illustrator Carol Tullock. You've got Leanne Rands, who's Children's Book Council of Australia. And Mayor's Peter Fresney from Latrobe, and Annette Rockliffe from Devonport. So it's good to see some community leaders putting their hand up to get involved.
Oh, yes, and Annette Rockliffe absolutely loves the Reader's Cup, and this is an introduction to Mayor Freshney to come on board to have a look at what it's all about, and I'm sure that he'll enjoy it as well. Leon Rands, the past president of the Children's Book Council of Australia and the Tasmania branch, has always been supportive, and she's been involved with judging previously and other Reader's Cups around the state. And, of course, Coral Tullock is a well-known Tasmanian illustrator, and she's also a guest speaker on the day, and she's put up her hand to become a judge as well. So all welcome, and it'll be interesting to see how each of them judge the creative challenge and the stories that they receive themselves personally and judge that.
So with the situation at the Parranapple Centre, because of, you know, social distancing and restrictions and all of that, will parents be able to go and have a look or not?
Well, not this year.
No.
And we've done it for a reason, and it is about COVID, because it makes it a lot easier. The kids can come up and just flow through the challenges ahead of them. And we just need to keep that safety in mind as well. Usually, parents are allowed to come to the Reader's Cup. We're just asking this year that let's get over the hump and then look forward to 2021.
Excellent, and I hope all the kids have fun there on Friday. I'm sure they will. Thanks a lot, and good on you.
Well, thanks, Darren. And just a quick thing. One of the teams the years before won the cup went down and filled it up with ice cream. So that's all
part
and parcel to the whole fun.
Yes,
of the cup.
That's brilliant. I love it.
It is.
All right.
All the best, and thank you very much.